Are you constantly in search of the holy grail of forex trading? If that sounds like you, listen up, because I've got some really good information to follow. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the owner of the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday the 21st of November, and I want to talk about a subject that I get asked so often, and I've had another couple of emails about it just this week, and it's about people constantly searching for what I call, and what everybody else calls, the holy grail of Forex trading. And that really is like the ultimate system that just never fails, and people are constantly looking for that, that perfect system. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist. There is no such thing, but people are always there looking for the next thing, adding indicators, whatever it might be, to make a system and a strategy that's probably perfectly okay into something that's even better. The other thing that, of course, a lot of people do is they're constantly changing between one system and another. They're adapting bits of one system over here, putting it into another system. People buy robots. You know, they made out to be just the most fantastic things. All $97, you noticed. But, you know, they're out there going to solve everybody's life problems by plugging and playing for $97. Hindsight, back testing looks fantastic. You put it on a live account, it doesn't work in most cases. And then people are there, you know, they give up. I'm never going to buy another robot. Up comes another email a month or so later. Buy it again, $97, onto the next system. And that happens all the time. It doesn't matter whether you're attending webinars, whether you're buying robots, ebooks, courses, strategies, whatever it is. It just happens all the time. So realistically, as a trader, you need to accept that the market's changing all of the time. It's never the same. Just look at the Japanese yen, you know, over the last sort of few weeks. I'm not sure if you can see it right behind me here, but the CAD yen, Canadian dollar, Japanese yen. It's just gone up and up and up and up and up. And the yen's done that against, the weakness in the yen has just been a fantastic thing to trade. You know, there's just been so much weakness in the yen. There's been opportunities to continue buying it up and up. Likewise, there's been opportunities to wait for slight pullbacks, retracements, and then buying another currency against the Japanese yen. And it's probably one of those times right now, the last few weeks with the yen in particular, against all currencies, has been as good a time to be trading the yen than it has for a long time. Go back on your charts and look back to what it was doing earlier this year. Just did that. Did absolutely nothing. It was as flat as a pancake. It was awful to trade the Japanese yen earlier this year. It was just, you know, up one day, down the next, just small movements, very small daily ranges. The last few weeks and few months, it's just gone crazy, and it's just been brilliant to trade. So accepting that conditions are trading are changing within your trading, and your strategy needs to allow for that and cope with that, and so do you, because what happened back in the early part of this year, the conditions are different to now. So earlier in the year, you might have been trading the shorter time frame charts to have gained some profit out of the yen pairs. Whereas today, you can be trading the longer time frames, the weeklies, the dailies, the four-hourly charts, and making tremendous gains on the yen pairs because the trends are there right now. So it's constantly being aware of those changing conditions, trading the strengths against the weaknesses, and having a system and a strategy that suits you. You know, there's no good buying a strategy that relies on you having to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning because that's when the strategy works. Or there's no good buying a strategy that works on just one currency pair because, you know, why restrict yourself to just one when there's so many pairs you can potentially look at? There's no good buying a strategy that relies on you scalping 1 and 5 minute charts if you're the sort of person that just wants to look at your charts a couple of times a day. So it just really depends on what suits you as a trader. Having something that you understand. The problem is with robots is most people really have no idea what's behind the strategy and the logic behind the robot. It doesn't help you as a trader. So it's understanding what works for you that makes common sense. That's why I like price action. Price action makes sense to me. Support and resistance makes sense to me. Buying off of round numbers and not using round numbers to your advantage, strong psychological barriers, that makes sense to me. It's what the big institutions and banks are doing. Therefore, I want to do the same. I've seen it happen, work candle patterns with support and resistance so many years now. I don't need to change. I'm, making great money and perfectly happy and understand the system that I trade. So find what works for you. If you need my help, just drop me an email, andrew@theforextradingcoach.com. If you have any topics or anything you'd like me to discuss on future videos and podcasts like this, which I make every single week, just send me an email and I'll do my best to answer those questions for you. So once again, this is Andrew Mitchum from The Forex Trading Coach. Have a great weekend and I look forward to talking to you this time next week.